I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com now and use promo code KIRK or call 800-875-0425 to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Hey Chuck, I gotta tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. We process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan down the line.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes or just stop in to see how much you qualify for. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Dana Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken testified on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Republican Senator James Risch of Idaho claimed that someone else in the White House other than President Biden is calling the shots.
I'd like to know who this person is. This is a puppeteer act, if you would, and we need to know who's in charge and who's making these decisions.
Blinken explains the administration's point of view.
After 20 years, 2,461 American lives lost, 20,000 injuries, $2 trillion spent, it was time to end America's longest war.
Blinken added that President Biden speaks very clearly and very deliberately for himself. No one else does. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Tropical storm Nicholas slowed to a crawl over the Houston area after making landfall earlier as a hurricane, knocking out power to a half million homes and businesses. Correspondent Seth Borenstein reports the area hit by Nicholas is still recovering from other storms.
These are places that are already saturated, like Louisiana from Hurricane Ida, which was just a few weeks ago. And these were areas that were hit just last year by Hurricane Laura in Louisiana. Texas, the Texas part, isn't as wet as the Louisiana part.
The storm is heading in a northeasterly direction, bringing with it a lot of rain. Californians are casting the last of the ballots that will decide whether Governor Gavin Newsom continues to lead them or if the nation's most populous state veers in a more conservative direction amid anger over his actions during the COVID-19 pandemic. Newsom is leading in polls. He is only the fourth governor in U.S. history and the second in California to face a recall. He was elected in a landslide less than 3 years ago. The leading Republican candidate is conservative talk show host Larry Elder, who is seeking to become California's first black governor. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 292 points. More at townhall.com.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, another Las Vegas resort is now requiring COVID-19 vaccines for all newly hired workers. Resorts World says it has implemented the new policy, which requires COVID-19 vaccinations as a condition of employment. The policy affects only new hires. Company officials say the current workforce is about 78% vaccinated, and they're working on persuading their current staffers in efforts to reach full vaccination. Resorts World is not alone in implementing the vaccine mandate. MGM Resorts announced a similar policy in August, and last week, Westgate officials informed their employees they have until October 15th to get vaccinated or lose their job. Nevada's two-week COVID-19 test positivity rate has dropped 0.9% to 11.3%. The rate peaked at 16.4 2 weeks ago after being at a low of 3.3% on June 9th. Well, Derek Carr threw a 31-yard touchdown pass to Zay Jones in overtime to beat the Baltimore Ravens 33-27. Carr finished the night going 34 of 56 for 435 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. Not a bad way to start the season.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Now, major delays through the downtown freeways right now. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, 515 westbound at Pecos. We're also getting some backups there on that transition ramp. Those that are leaving Interstate 15 northbound merging over to 515 East. Only two lanes available in both directions through there.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for Tuesday, September 14th. Good to have you with us. The day after what was an amazing experience at Allegiant Stadium for the 65,000 who showed up. It was absolutely incredible. Looked great on national TV, on ESPN. They made us look pretty darn good, I'll put it that way. A guy who has been so much a part of the sports scene in this community for so long. And he's been absent from our show, and it's my fault, and I apologize. I think his last appearance was, pre-pandemic, which is a little scary. Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. My friend, how are you doing?
Kevin, I'm doing well. Hey, before we go on air, I want to tell you, I got all those California mail-in ballots. And I got 2 or 3 boxes of them, probably 1,500.
Now I remember why I love Ron Futrell. You are just amazing.
I voted for Larry Elder about 140 times already.
Good for you, man.
It's easy to do. It's mail-in ballots. Nobody knows, right?
Nobody will know the difference. Hey!
Okay, let me know when we're on air.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, you are so full of it.
Wait a second.
You mean we're on the air? We're on the air? Oh, my God.
I really don't have those mail-in ballots. But born and raised in Southern California, so wouldn't I have a right to vote there? What's the rule on voting anymore?
Anything goes.
Anything goes. Get a bunch of just boxes of mail-in ballots and go where they go. So anyway...
What did you think of last night? I was so impressed. I was blown away by just about everything. I was not at the stadium. Were you at the stadium?
Yeah, I was at the stadium at the game. It was nuts. It was crazy. It was all the above. Gladys Knight, bless you. Thank you, Gladys Knight. What a beautiful national anthem.
Yeah.
There, that gave me chills. It was just remarkable. So you start off with that. You start off with that. And then everything for there was just incredible. How about this, though? The Raiders played horribly at times, like they almost were trying to lose. I mean, making bad decisions, bad calls, doing idiotic things. But there are a lot of offensive line penalties with offsides and that sort of stuff. But anyway, that being said, it was the defense that came through, number one, defensive line harassing Lamar Jackson, and that's exactly what they had to do. And they did, and caused him to fumble a couple of times, and then they had some luck, crazy luck on their side, and then a great call, just an absolutely great call. When everybody in the place thinks that they're just going to run it up the middle, get about 3 yards or whatever they can get, and get in position at the end of overtime, for Daniel Carlson to kick another field goal, in this case to win the game. He did one from 55 yards to tie the game. But no, then they call the play of go deep to Zay Jones. Hey, Zay, you just take off. Go the deep route. Boom. And hit him.
You know what's interesting? Again, Ron Futrell joining a sports anchor and reporter from 8 News Now. One of the things that has struck me about the NFL, now that they've reduced one of the preseason games, and we don't even see the starters for much of anything. It's like a cup of coffee on their way to the regular season. And I always have to ask the question after a first game like this, what did we learn about this Raiders team over the course of regulation and overtime?
What we learned about them? Oh, resilient and all those sort of things. You could say that. But we learned, and you put it in the context of preseason, we learned that you need to put your starters in the game for preseason. Okay, everybody? Because it was very sloppy play all throughout the weekend with all teams, all sorts of craziness and foolish things happening. And the case of John Gruden, he played virtually none of his top-line starters for any preseason games. My point is, put him in for a couple of series. Is somebody going to get hurt? Yeah, you run that risk, but... you also run the risk of being unprepared in week one, and they looked unprepared at times. They just absolutely did. They looked as did Baltimore at times. But Baltimore did play a few more of their starters, actually, in preseason. And in fact, one of them got it. J.K. Dobbins got injured in a preseason game and is out for the year with a torn up knee. So I guess that sort of went against – I guess I just dumped on my own point right there.
No. But the point is that as you look across the National Football League, there was a lot of really uneven play. The fact that that the Packers looked so horrible, not just for a quarter or two quarters like the Raiders did, but for the entire game.
Who's that new quarterback? Roger? Is that new guy?
Yeah.
He looked like, he's just first time on the field. Oh, no, that's gonna be a problem there. And you're probably going to see Jordan Love before too long. And if that's the case, then Packers are going to send him. Anyway, packing. If another week like this happens again, and he went against what his coach said in the post game, and so, that's a mess right now in Green Bay. And so I know there's a lot of Packer haters that are smiling over that one right now.
I know. We often talk about your roots in the People's Republic of California, but I got to ask you, as a guy that's been around, this is not your first sports rodeo here in Las Vegas. What did you think? I mean, what went through your veins as you're watching this thing and that amazing pregame show? What did you think about Las Vegas and how far we have come?
I thought about David Hum. That's where my mind went in pregame, was towards David Hum. Bishop Gorman, quarterback, went to Nebraska, played for the Raiders, left-handed quarterback, great guy who passed away from MS probably 3 years ago or so. And he was also the first person inducted, because I did that ceremony. I emceed the ceremony that night at Arizona Charlie's when he was inducted into the Southern Nevada Sports Hall of Fame in 97. And I remember at that time we were going, we might not have Dave much longer. Well, we were blessed to have him for two decades longer. Okay, I will say that. But I thought about him and how much David would love to have been there and seen that, and how what he was his... Well, you know Tom, obviously, his brother.
Oh, yeah.
And a big-time radio guy here for forever here in town. So that was where that's who I was thinking of that night, and we were best friends. We were great friends, and he was just a kind-hearted guy. And he used to tell me, okay, I used to badmouth Al Davis like most other media people, Al this and Al that.
Oh, yeah. Just win, baby.
Yeah, and so he turned me around on that, and he says, Ron, if you knew how great Al was to his players, and how there really is honestly a sense of family with this team, you would change your mind. And Dave was a witness of that for years when he was suffering from MS. Al kept him on, and Mark later, after Al Davis passed, kept him on doing color for a lot of the broadcasts, doing a lot of the radio stuff with the Raiders. And that was just a remarkable example of what they did in that case. And I know Dave Hum's case intimately and know it very well. And the Raiders organization lived up to that with David. So that's what I thought about last night, just at the start of the game, and then it was game on. It was loud, it was crazy in there, it was fun, and it was all the things that you could think of, and emotional roller coaster, crazy, a thriller, back and forth, up and down, left and right. You didn't know where it was going to go, and then we saw it. That's why we love sports. Okay, was what we saw last night. That's one of the reasons we really love sports, and I'm happy to have it. Fun having the NFL here in town.
And I must tell you, I had heard a lot of horror stories about the parking down there, and that getting in and getting out would be a nightmare. But I greeted somebody about 30 minutes after the overtime was done. They were out on the southwest side of town enjoying a brewski with me. Getting in and getting out didn't seem to be a problem. What about from your perspective?
No, they're getting much better. Okay, no, they're improving. I mean, with the Garth Brooks, it was awful, and that concert and some of the things that happened there. I didn't go to the Guns N' Roses show. Let's see. Then
You have tickets to everything.
I should have gone. I regret not going to Guns N' Roses. I heard that it was fine.
I heard it was great.
Long ago at T-Mobile. So, they're getting better with that. I mean, the flaws. You and I have talked about it, and there are some inherent flaws with this stadium that we built, that we paid for. $750 million citizens of the state of Nevada paid for. There's some inherent flaws in where it was located on only 62 acres there with only 2,500 spots where you should have about 20,000. And that's a problem. But people are parking out of the neighborhood. We're a resourceful lot. They're parking out in some of the neighborhood industrial spots for $35 or $50 in that range. or parking spots, and then you're walking a block or two to the stadium. So that sort of stuff is happening there. So it's going to be workable, and I think it can only improve. I know the MGM casinos. You're talking to Luxor, and we know the Mandalay Bay, and the ones all close by there. They're using their parking, and they're loving that because they're paying $75 a pop, charging for people to park in their casinos, and they have to walk in and out of their casinos to get to the game.
Oh, and by the way, how am I going to kill the next 2 hours?
What's that? Oh, yeah. No, let's say, that looks like a hot blackjack table. And that was part of the plan. That was part of the plan all along. It was, folks, and I've said it forever. And that was MGM wanted to have that stadium close to their casinos. They got seven of them within walking distance, but they didn't want to pay for it. So they got politicians to get the people of the state of Nevada to pay three times more than any other stadium in this country, and before that was Jerry Jones, $250 million. We paid $750 million in tax revenue to go to the stadium. Now, are we going to get the money back from it? Yeah, eventually, I get, because that's what we do here in town. We sell out those sort of places, and we get the money back. But the MGM has their, and they got their arena right there. And they did the opposite, by the way, with T-Mobile Arena. Let me give them credit for that, is they built that themselves with AEG. They split the money, split the revenue, split the cost, took care of the parking, and that's been tremendous for them and for the city of Las Vegas. I just wish MGM would have shown up a little bit more with that arena than having the taxpayers have to do it, since they are the ones that are benefiting the most, really, from it. And you could argue that we in Las Vegas then benefit, but okay.
Well, and the problem is that we've got, you know, apples and oranges. You've got a side-by-side comparison with T-Mobile that had zero public money in it, and you got to ask the question, well, why not for football?
Right. Well, and the Las Vegas Motor Speedway didn't ask for public money. Let's go back, because I can, almost 30 years ago now.
Wow.
When Bill Bennett and Ralph Engelstad were building the Las Vegas Motor Speedway and had Richie Klein do it and put it together, they found the property out there. Richie Klein had to buy 31 separate pieces of property to build that complex out there at the Speedway. He set up different companies to do it, so nobody knew that it was the same company doing it. But those two guys, you know, three, I'll put Richie in there as well, but Vegas icons, casino icons, Ralph Engelstad, Imperial Palace, Bill Bennett with Circus, and then later the Sahara, they put up their own money for that place. They took the risk. They built it for $100 million, sold it for $200 million, made the money and smiled and brought great motorsports to the Valley. I hope, okay, if anybody from the Oakland A's is listening right now.
I was just going to ask you.
Please try, instead of trying the Allegiant Stadium model, will you go with what happened, what T-Mobile Arena did with MGM and AEG and with how the Las Vegas Motor Speedway was built? How about that model? Let's go with that one so you guys can own it and you guys can benefit from it.
Let me just ask you, though, Ron, do you think that can work? Do you think the A's are shopping for a deal, or are they shopping for something that they can deal with the city of Oakland on?
No, they don't want Oakland. For all the reasons we can think of, the country, the state and country of my birth, the state of my birth in California is a mess. It's an absolute mess for all the reasons we know. And I could go into those right now, but you and your viewers, all listeners, all know those reasons. Okay, so they want out of Oakland for all the reasons the Raiders did, and a lot of it has to do with a lot of the stipulations for the money that they were going to put into a waterfront ballpark there. They have rules in Oakland. They got these goofy rules that say you have to put in a certain hundreds of millions of dollars into affordable housing. Okay, and they might think that's a good thing to do that, and that they could pat themselves on the back and say, "Aren't we marvelous people? Because we care." But what happens then is people don't build. Okay, there's what's happening in California. They don't build. And the A's want to leave because they want to come here because they don't have those same restrictive conditions here in the state of Nevada. So they're looking real close at some property, Warm Springs and the Strip. So it would sort of be where 215 and I-15 meet in the south part of the valley. They got about 70 acres right now that I understand they're looking at very closely that they would like to get. And I hope they can do it. I'd love to see them come here, and it'd be fun. But please build big enough for a parking lot that people could just pull up and park and go to the game.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? That would be something special.
What a luxury.
Back to football for a minute. We were talking about what we learned about the Raiders. Are you convinced that they're good enough to compete with Kansas City in the division?
Well, they split with Kansas City last year. I mean, they won at Kansas City and then lost here on a last-second play when they're secondary. Yes. I'm going to go yes. I think they can. That's a tough division right now, the AFC West. All four of the teams won their season opening games, as did all four teams in the NFC West. So the Rams, my LA Rams won their first game over the Bears.
There you go.
Yeah, so the power is in the West right now if this continues with the NFL. So the competition is going to be tough for the Raiders in the AFC West with the Chargers, with Johnny Herbert, a great quarterback. Denver's looking stronger, and of course Kansas City is the mountaintop right there with Patrick Mahomes. But yes, I think they can. I don't think they're going to beat Kansas City for the division. I think Kansas City is going to win that. But they've added a playoff team. They've added the Raiders have a wild card spot. Somebody is going to get it. I think those three teams, Denver, the Raiders, and the Chargers, are playing for a playoff spot, a wild card spot out of that division. And if it's good enough, there might be two wild card spots there. So that's what they're playing for. But they're not afraid of anybody right now with that win last night.
No.
Rightly so. They're pretty confident. They feel like they did some things horribly last night, and they did, but they still came away with the W. So that's what matters most. Clean up some of those things and go into Pittsburgh and take on the Steelers. It's a 10 o'clock game on Channel 8 on Sunday morning. Go there and watch something fun happen.
Hey, Ron, speaking of something fun, you are something fun, my friend. Thank you so much. Always good to have you on. We'll have you on again soon, okay?
Thank you. Don't forget those mail-in ballots. I'll get them to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Ron Vietrell, sports anchor, reporter, 8 News Now, joining us. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we need to make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west.